I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck, and we're going to continue our end time talk. This will be part two. So I wanted to go ahead and share verse of the day, Matthew 6:14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. So today, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into our end time talk. And we're going to look at Revelation 8. Today, we're going to talk about the Wormwood prophecy. Wormwood. Well, let's go ahead and start in chapter 8. Verse 6, and this is what it says. Now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and these were thrown upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, blazing like a torch. And it fell on the third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the water because it had been made bitter. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light might be darkened, and a third of the day might be kept from shining, and likewise a third of the night. So I read a little further there for you. Kind of give you a little description what the end times is going to be looking like according to biblical prophecy. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Might want to have a 5,000 or 10,000 degree sunscreen. Perhaps maybe you might want to have a bunker. Or most importantly, having your heart right with God and giving your life to Jesus, most importantly. But let's talk a little bit about the Wormwood prophecy. Well, there's a famous Christian called Tom Horn, and I've talked to him, and we talked about it in the last podcast, but I want to talk about it again. So Tom Horn was shown, and he was with people, and they were like running, and like, I guess they could see, you'll be able to see when, obviously, the asteroid coming into the atmosphere and getting ready to strike the oceans and the earth. Now, I would imagine that the world or the military would have some type of mitigation where they might try to break up the asteroid. But in all actuality, sometimes when you do that, you can make things worse. It might make it a little bit better, but still, the result's not going to be great. You might break the asteroid apart, and all those will just fall into other places. Well, some of the things that can happen when an asteroid hits the Earth. You know, that's one thing I really liked Oh, Tom Horne, he didn't just, he had the vision from God, was given the name of the asteroid Apophis by the Holy Spirit. I mean, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, then you probably would not really know what I'm talking about. But if you understand visions and predictions and stuff, then you would understand about like the visions and the predictions and stuff, people seeing the future. God knows everything. He knows dates, when he's planning on doing stuff, when he's not, when he'll delay it or do something. But he always warns us before something's about to happen in the future. He may not necessarily give us dates, but I think in this case, it's like thinking back, with Noah and the ark. He gave Noah a heads up. Hey, build the ark. So he's giving us a timeline according to the vision that Tom Horn saw. And I believe that this is the wormwood prophecy. Now, this is part of Revelation. And it will happen. Now, can God delay wormwood and maybe make it to where it comes down to 2068? Perhaps, or another year? He can. Do I think the likelihood of that happening right now? Probably not. Because you look at, I had a conversation with a friend, and how we both believe that we're definitely living in the end times. You look around and look at the world and the way that it is, it's just. You can just tell. If you can't look at the world and say we're not living in the end times or the last days, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I really don't. But I think God even told us, in Scripture that young men will have visions, old men will dream dreams and stuff like that. So it's a pouring of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, pouring on the world and preparing us for things that will happen in the future. It's not to scare us. It's so we can be prepared. We can prepare our hearts and our lives to be right with the Lord, with God. Just like Noah, how he walked with God. And he was a righteous man. And that's what we all need to be striving for. God is to be righteous and holy. No, we're not perfect. Yes, we'll fail. But thank you to God. He sent his only son to die on the cross for you and for me so that we can ask for forgiveness for when we do have those mess ups and those mistakes. So, what are some of the things that I want to get back to that could happen if a asteroid hits the Earth? I mean, I think, yeah, it can poison the waters, it can poison the rivers, it can cause typhoons, it can create, ash and stuff that goes into the atmosphere and covers the Earth. There's all sorts of stuff that that can do. I mean, think about it. If you believe in dinosaurs, and believe that, I don't know what timeline or when God created dinosaurs or how, or if that's just another deception. I mean, it could be. I mean, think about it. Could that be a deception from the devil? Hey, let's create some bones of dinosaurs and stuff. It could. But let's just say, maybe God created the dinosaurs and then decided, nah, nope, this is not gonna work. And then destroyed the dinosaurs with an asteroid, which is very possible. I mean, think about it, So a lot of our crops, a lot of stuff, a lot of everything that we rely on, we wouldn't have it. And if you haven't prepared, you're going to be up a creek. That's why it's also important to have your house in order. When I say have your house in order, have your relationship right with God. You know, because He will provide. But, you know, just because He says, you know, He will provide doesn't mean that we're not supposed to prepare. You know, I've come across like so many people, and you know, I've talked to about the end times or prophecies and stuff, and some of them are like either totally clueless, or some of them are like don't care, or some of them like they realize that could happen, but they're very complacent. And then there is a group where, okay, we should do so. We should prepare. We should, but not just prepare for an asteroid dropping on our heads, but we should prepare for anything and everything. You know, it's kind of like what the CDC said. If you're prepared for a zombie apocalypse, then you're prepared for anything. I understand some of us, a lot of us, are paycheck to paycheck. But how about cutting out that hamburger from Wendy's or that combo meal? Or every time you go out to eat, how about cutting back on that and adding up how much money you're wasting, which in all actuality, you could spend that in the grocery store and be spending half of that, and that other half is, you know, you use on prep stuff. It's kind of like a payday prep. You budget how much can you afford. Now, there'd be 5, 10, 20 bucks, and every week you get paid. Or if you're an entrepreneur, you know, and or you're in the gig economy, a delivery driver, you know, set aside each day. Okay, I'm gonna set aside $5 out of what I made today. $5. And let's say at the end of the 7 days, end of the week, if you work 7 days, then that $5 is $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $35. That's $35 a week, you know, that you spend on preps, on payday prep. So you get something else that you need, and then you get something else. Because when you're doing it like that, it doesn't seem like a whole lot. It's when you're adding the numbers together, then it's when it's like, wow, you know. So yes, prepping is a part of the, can be part of the end times, you know. So yeah, so where's, when Wormwood comes or an asteroid falls on our head, where's the best place? You don't want to be out in the open, you know, with asteroids falling on top of your head. Well, the best place is a bunker. But you want to be smart where you build your bunker. You know, I'm not trying to give you advice, but when you build a bunker, you don't want to build it close to a fault line. You don't want an earthquake happen and swallowing your bunker and you up into the ground. Obviously, you don't want to live close to any oceans or lakes or anything like that. You know, if it splits the land or something and it shifts and changes, you don't want to be there where there's maybe you may be north or thousands or 2,000 miles north, there's a lake, and then where you're at, the land gets split. So you definitely don't want to be there. You know, so you want to make sure you're in a place that's sound, secure, no fault lines, not near any oceans, rivers, or lakes. And that's the place that I would build my bunker. You know, and maybe you can't afford it, but yet let's say 25 of us got together. It's like, you know what? Let's go in together. Let's put our resources together and build a bunker. You can do it in groups to come up with the money, the finances, the land. You know, and you go in together as a group. It's better to be in numbers, you know, and in groups than it is to be alone. Because I tell you what, in the end times, when things get crazy and there's famines and there's wars and pestilence, you know, and the dollar crashes and, you know, and all this stuff in Revelation starts happening, you know, people are going to go crazy. It's kind of like similar to, if any of you have ever watched The Walking Dead, it's kind of similar to that, where the humans are more of a problem than the actual zombies that are the problem. That's how it would be in the end times. When things go crazy. Yeah, it's going to be, you have to worry more about the people turning on you. So that's why if you have a group of people, it's better. So, what I'd like to do is jump a little ahead and continue our talk in end times after these commercials. You ever have brain fog? You ever get through the day where you just, your brain's on overload, it can't think, it doesn't know what to do, you can't go on, you feel stressed, you don't know what you're going to do? Well, I'd like to introduce you to Nova Coffee. They have a cognitive formula, also known called Smart Coffee. Can help give you the kick, the boost that your brain needs in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, or late in the afternoon to get you going and to get your brain going. You can go to shophbn.com/672605 and you can purchase your Nova Coffee today, or makes a great gift for someone else too. And if you like it, you can either, and you just want to try it out, you can purchase it retail price. Or if you do like it, you also have the option where you can become a wholesale customer for free and get wholesale prices. So just go to shophbn.com/672605. What happens when there is a EMP? What is that? It is electromagnetic pulse that's caused by a nuclear device going off or a nuclear blast going off. Your computer system, your computers, your chips, everything, a lot of your electronics are going to be fried, dead weight, not going to be able to do anything with them. Thanks to EMP Shield, military tested, made in the USA, now has devices that you can get for your car, your truck, your RV, your home, your solar panels, and a few other devices, you know, to cover. It also covers solar flares. And it also covers lightning protection too, backed by an insurance policy as well too, also. So now you can have that peace of mind. Use coupon code JEB, that's JEB, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. Use the coupon code and get $50, a $50 coupon code, $50 off. And that even applies to any sales that they are offering too. You get the sales price and you get the coupon, $50 coupon code as well also too. Makes a great gift. You can give it as a gift if someone can't afford the EMP Shield. Give the gift of giving. Give the gift to yourself and your family. So when you go to sleep at night, knowing that you have the peace of mind and knowing that your family's protected, in the event any of those three things happen, that your devices will keep working. And you will not be without a car, vehicle, or a way to create power. In the event of a grid down situation, an EMP, or any type of loss of power or electricity. I want to welcome you all back to the show. And like I said, I want to go ahead and continue our end time talk I want to jump ahead to Revelation chapter 9. Start at verse 1. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. Now mind you, when it says star, it can also mean reference to an angel coming also. You know, was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. He opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke, like the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened with smoke from the shaft. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree, but only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. And in the appearance of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold. Their faces were like human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. And the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. And they have tails and stings like scorpions, and their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, and his name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek is also called Apollyon. Paul's a bad dude. You don't want to mess with him. And I'm assuming by maybe some of your responses or maybe your reactions to what I just read, you probably don't want to mess with the scorpions and the locust also. The locust. And remember how he said that anyone that was sealed, you know, of God on their foreheads. So anybody that's given their life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, has repented, turned from their sins, and turned to God. But anyone that hasn't, they will be stinged. Probably day and night, I would imagine. That's a sting I would not want to be stung with. I hope you enjoyed the end time talk tonight, this morning, evening, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you're at. And I hope you take to heart the things that we talked about, the things that I covered with you. Let it sit in your soul, pray about it, talk to God, have a conversation with God. I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray, ask for strength for everybody. I pray that you forgive everyone. I pray you heal anyone that's sick. I pray you open up hearts right now. I don't know where they are with you, but I just pray that you be with them. Help everyone through their week. Protect everyone. Keep everyone safe. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm very grateful for all of you. You know, this podcast is for everyone. You know, other non-Christian, Christian, Buddhist, monk, you name it. Everybody is welcomed here. I love each and every one of you. I'm so glad that you're part of the Jason Beck Show family. I want to thank you for following the podcast. And watch out for those locusts flying around. You never know where they might be. Till next time. Oh, and don't forget to have a strong, sturdy, probably even a metal umbrella. Never know when an asteroid might fall out of the sky. Y'all be safe. Catch y'all next time on In Time Talk. Bye-bye.
Achieve radiant health, normalized body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD Coffee, also their Weight Loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and you can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly, withdraw your earnings, check out their products, check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at beckman7723, on Twitter at idlifeisgreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website, contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.